And welcome inside the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf joined by Adam Kaplan of TheSidelineView.com. And Adam, we are just about a week away from the opening of free agency. So we're going to take a look at your team needs ranked for the Eagles. And number one, you have the cornerback position. What's out there and why is that so important?
Well, I think, Bo, when you look at the landscape of a positional value, I think it goes quarterback and then corner when you build a roster. And maybe offensive left tackle. So corner is such a premium position. That's why they get paid, other than quarterback, usually right up there for, you know, the most amount of money, especially with cap numbers. So I don't know if there's any question. Based on the way that this position has been for the Eagles the last couple of years, it's got to be number one.
Guys out there include Sean Smith of the Miami Dolphins, a big physical, tall cornerback who the Eagles have reportedly have some interest in. Guys like Derek Cox, who is a young but experienced starter from the Jaguars. So some options there. Same goes for the safety position, which is number two for you. And the top guy there is Deshaun Goldson, the two-time Pro Bowler from the San Francisco 49ers. And obviously the Eagles will have some good intelligence on him thanks to Tom Gamble.
Right, and Goldson's a good football player. If you look at stats, he doesn't make a lot of mental errors. He's a smart player. He's more of a deep safety instead of a guy in the box. He's pretty durable. He's clearly one of the best safeties out there. But for him to get a big free agent deal, there's got to be a big market. And I think there's going to be a market, but I don't think it's going to be a huge market. I don't see that this safety position getting paid big dollars because, Bo, we've talked about this. This safety position for the draft is very, very big.
And I know you like Glover Quinn as well.
Smart
from
player.
Houston. He's a physical, rangy guy at safety.
Former corner.
Number three on your list after the safety position is defensive end. And you're looking at this from the prism of expecting more 3-4 than 4-3 looks. Why is that important?
Right, because when you look at the Eagles' situation at DN, they really have very few left on the roster because Trent Cole is going to transition to outside linebacker. Brandon Graham's arms are too short to play DN in a 3-4, so he'll transition to outside linebacker. And I think Vinnie Curry's arms are long, but I just don't think he's got enough weight. So I think he goes to outside linebacker. They just don't have anyone. Fletcher Cox would be really good as a 3-4 DN. I think Cedric Thornton could probably play it, but that's all they have. So they're going to have to go at some point, probably in free agency, sign at least one guy who's got some versatility to play maybe the nose and DN. And then they could look at in the draft, and there are a bunch of them, I think they could look as the draft progresses.
Next on the list for you, and the last one we'll talk about, is guard. But I think you can sort of look at this as more of the offensive line as a whole if you consider that maybe there's a chance the Eagles would move Todd Harriman's from tackle to guard. They could go after a tackle. Now, the free agent crop of guards is headlined by Andy Levitre, who is from the Buffalo Bills, very good player. But the tackle group is stacked. There's a lot of guys with starting experience, from Jake Long to Gosder Cherilis to Sam Baker from the Falcons, Andre Smith, the big right tackle from the Bengals. Lots of guys out there if the Eagles would choose to go in that direction.
Right. Now, the key thing here is with these tackles, and you just mentioned a lot of them, there are a bunch of them that play right, a bunch of them play left. It's the body type. What does Chip Kelly want in a tackle? I think he's got to want, based on his history at Oregon, and I know things could change as you go forward, he likes guys that are in that 290 range, very athletic, 285, 290. Now, will that work at the National Football League level? Don't know, but he challenges that conventional wisdom. You don't have to have a guy at 330. So you may see one or two of these guys plucked off. You may see Todd Harriman's be kicked in if he does that. We'll see what happens. But as you said, it's very deep, and also it's very deep, I think, in the draft.
And very quickly, Adam, if the Eagles choose that they want to make, you know, some nice sized acquisitions in free agency, they do have plenty of cap room.
In fact, as we stand now, they're just under $34 million. They got Colin Jenkins' full $5.6 million cap number back to the cap. They got Mike Patterson's $3 million. They're in tremendous cap position. They'll lose a little bit with Vic's cap number goes up by $5 million on March 14th, but they still have Asamoah's number out there where they could gain as much as 11 back if they cut him outright on March 12th. So the bottom line is they're in great cap position to do whatever they need to do.
Very interesting to see what the Eagles end up doing when free agency opens on March 12th. Those are the positions we'll be watching. And who knows, maybe something else like linebacker or tight end will intrigue the Eagles. But we will keep you posted here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com for all the latest free agent buzz. For Adam Kaplan, I'm Bo Wolf.